Sports FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, and you're listening to The Double Squeeze. This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war. Good evening, Patriots. How's everybody doing? I'll tell you, we've got an interesting time. I just need to warn everybody up front, okay, because I noticed that got a lot of people showing up here a lot of times of the day. That's an addiction, and we don't provide counseling for that sort of addiction. We're just happy to have you here. It's awesome. So glad to see all these great Patriots showing up. Like, we're like rocking it. YouTube, we love you. We love everybody on both YouTube and Podbeaner. Everybody. Even if YouTube's a bunch of Nazis over there. We know it. So just to get clear, because we don't want to have any confusion with our AI search engines over there, we want to be able to let everybody know that, yes, Sleepy Joe is the president of the Corporation of America. But there's only one president of the United States of America. That's Donald J. Trump. Yep. So we just got to get that clear. Up front and center. Yep. Hey, I've got some interesting things before we start tonight. Just a little tidbits I thought I'd just leave with you to kind of make you say, huh, isn't that curious? And then before we do this, we need to do a prayer. It's getting a little ahead of myself here. God's going to be like, hey, buddy. I'm like, sorry. Take care of it quick. All right, Patriots, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we come together, this glorious time each day, each night. We have amazing Patriots. Is all of us walking boldly in your light, in love of you, in love of this world, in love of this nation, and most of all, in resetting this nation back to the foundations of In God We Trust. Lord, please guide us and direct us in all we do. Give us strength. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and give us the breath to speak the words of unity and healing and the power of your love in this world. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. I'll tell you what, these are awesome days. I know probably some people listen to this and they're like, these are lunatics. What are they talking about? It's a cult. It's got to be a cult. There's no other way to explain it. They're crazy people over there. Yeah, they're crazy, all right. We love President Donald J. Trump. We love him. Absolutely. So, all right, so check this out. I've got some things I'm going to start with tonight. And I'll tell you what. What a godly, lovely place to be. All right. Got that off my chest. All right, so check this out. I'm loving these little tidbits of just, like, can you imagine? How about this? We're going to start a new little moment here tonight. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a president by the name of Biden that has not yet flown on Air Force One? Can you imagine a president named Biden that cannot use the military? We got to be careful with that word on YouTube. The military pinprick distribution. I wonder if that has anything to do with those missing 20 million vials of, you know, that thing, the pinprick. Uh-huh. Can you imagine? Of course, this is all just imaginary. Can you imagine a president by the name of Biden that's not getting any military briefings? Huh, that's odd. Can you imagine a president by the name of Biden who has yet to have a military Twitter account follow him? Now, just so we are clear, these are all verified points. Check this out. We had our Spiff team, who are super cool investigative diggers, that make up the Spiff Report. And if you are not seeing the Spiff Report every day at 2:30, you're missing the best news on the entire web, I will tell you right now. Oh, and one other thing, Patriots, before we dig into the full speed ahead mode here. there is a rumor going around. There's kind of, I got to give out the rumor mill, and then I'll come back to the fact check on these other things, but it's important to fact check. Dan Bongino has said that he's heard and that there's a possibility that they're going to purge more Patriot accounts this weekend, which should tell you something, because something's coming, and I will tell you something's coming. I mean, and I don't know that. It's not like someone said, hey, Scott, something's coming. I'm using my eyes and my ears, and you can see the trends of what's going on right now. It's crazy. 17's back in the news. Child sex trafficking stories all over the place. It's crazy. I mean, seriously. And then you've got lunacy off the handle up there in the Capitol. I mean, if you could take Monty Python and match it with, like, the scene from the cowboy scene around the campfire when they did, what was the name of that comedy? Mel Brooks, Blazing Saddles. So if you could imagine the campfire scene where they ate all those beans, that's pretty funny. And you match that with Monty Python and Chasing the Wild Rabbit, that's pretty much where we are in this entire nation right now. Just cracks me up. I'll tell you, what an image. Oh, Mel Brooks, God bless you. You'd be thrown in jail today for speaking the truth. So with Monty Python, they'd string him up. They'd be like, heretic, heretics. What a crazy world we live in. All right, so, boy, I'll tell you, I'm all over the board. I think I've lost track of where I was. All right, well, hang on. Let me go back to the verified account, since now I've waffled all over the place, and I've lost you and lost me too. All right, so the deal here is that we did a fact check on this supposed rumor of who's following who. And when we checked, is U.S. Army following at POTUS? The answer is nope. When we did this is actual Twitter follow check. This is a site. And then we did, is U.S. Navy following POTUS? Nope. Is FEMA following POTUS? Nope. Is USMC following POTUS? Nope. That's verified. So that's kind of a curious anomaly, isn't it? Huh. Wonder why that's happening. I have no idea. Kind of crazy. So anyway, not that there's anything to see there. I'm sure there's nothing to see there. In the meantime, they've got more traffic in D.C. than they've had in weeks. It's all crazy. Insane. And so if there was whatever I was starting a minute ago that you were ready to hear the answer to, I don't even remember what I was going to tell you. So tonight we're going to just jump into this story. I'll tell you. All right, Patriots. So here's the deal. This is going to get a little painful. And, oh, now I remember. That's good. It was the rumor, because it leads me right in, because it's the rumor mill. And, again, I'm trying to be real clear that when we hear rumors, I am going to pass them on when I think that they have some validity. It's not like, hey, I've got a rumor today that the Nephilim are going to rise up from Antarctica and walk across the ocean and come up through South America and have a seat up on the wall. That's not the type of rumor I would be spreading, by the way. That's kind of a little bit out there. So someone asked me if I've been drinking wine. Absolutely not. I'm just filled with the spirit, having a great time. Truly, truly. It's a beautiful time to be, and it is exciting. All right, so here's the deal. There is a rumor going around, unverified, but it's worth putting out there just to prepare people for the potential, oh gosh, moment. You're like, oh, miserable moment. That Biden is so bad, and he's defaming the party so badly, and they're hemorrhaging so many people so quickly that they may have to invoke the 25th and put in, you know who, Kamala, sleeping around Kamala. So, can't verify it. I'll tell you that. But if it's true, it's going to be some ugly days. I'm actually convinced that FEMA is in charge. You know that. I believe that. But I'm absolutely convinced that they're enjoying this one right now. They're like, man, this dude's great. He's doing all the work for us. We don't have to worry about destroying the Democrat Party. Just keep him in office for another 6 months. Probably some truth there. He's a miracle when you want to talk about just exposing the realities of the corruption. He just does it naturally. You don't even have to, it's like, oh, forget it. Don't give him any instructions. He's on autopilot. It's good. Just let him keep doing what he's doing. Okay, so let's dig into this tonight. Where I want to look at is quite literally what I'm calling the double squeeze. And what is happening right now, if we pay attention to a lot of things, is that as you see constrictions going on around those in power, start looking for how those constrictions are going to affect us, because it is a double fight here. We're in the middle of a war. There's no question about that. And the war is getting more intense. These people have managed to pull off the magic trick on November 3rd. And that was literally like pulling an elephant out of their back pocket. And suddenly it's like, oh, guess what? We won. And we're like, oh, yeah, uh-huh, got it. So the one thing to keep in mind right now is that that isn't going to go unchecked. And as they've acquired the seat, stressing that it's actually a small wooden chair with a secretary desk apparently lately, the seat of power, I'd really like to know where they got that secretary desk and that ugly wooden chair. That's not much for a seat of power, but that seems to be symbolic of what's left, because they don't have any money. And that you can start to see by the actions they're taking. They're in the middle right now of trying to scramble to get money. You have IRS agents being recalled, IRS agents printing articles about how to confiscate property, governors being given new emergency powers as an example. Kate Brown in Oregon, they're extending her emergency powers so she can confiscate private property. We all know how well that'll play out. And so they're running out of money. You can also see how they're playing games with this Rona relief measure. And it's gone from, you know, 2,000, we're now back to, well, wait a minute, we already gave you 600, so we're only going to give you 1,400. And it's the way they're hoarding the money and controlling the allocation. Basically, you don't deserve more. You know, it's not your fault, but you don't deserve more. And even though you've paid all the taxes and the trillions, we're not going to give you any back. That's desperation. Take a look at what's just happened over on Wall Street with the GameStop insider trading and games that they've played there. And you start to see this, the silver buy-up, which was done in part to manipulate the market and push it up. They're desperate for cash, and they're getting squeezed very hard. So as they're getting squeezed, and I'm convinced that this is part of the White Hat operation, and it's to basically expose them and to drain more of their capital. In fact, I'm pretty convinced, again, my analysis to be clear, that what we have witnessed since the Mu-Rona actually hit the country is we've experienced a process by which we retracted back in. We've stepped away from society, and so many of the institutions which they have been funding have now not had the revenue streams that it normally gets, so they've had to fund them out of their own coffers. We've seen that with the hospital and medical systems, which are basically corrupt from top to bottom. We've seen this ongoing, you know, the teachers' unions right now are not teaching, and yet they're still relying on taxes to carry them. So we're seeing the public institutions and everything being exposed for what they are, and they're relying a lot on the institution of the wealth extraction and recycling that they do in their kind of elitist way. And it's this pilfering that they do through all of us, and we're always the extraction point, each one of us. And this whole duration that we've been in has put a lot of squeeze on economics. Businesses are closing. And so they're continuing now to try to keep things propped up as they're trying to do what they're calling the Great Reset. But they don't have any cash. They've lost that capability to print unlimited money. They've lost access to the Fed. And even though it's, I don't think it goes unnoticed that Yellen popped over to this new circus act that's up there in D.C. right now as former Fed, and how she's linked in with the Wall Street money laundering program up there. So there's so many pieces in play right now that you're seeing a desperation for cash. So what does that mean? Well, behind the scenes, there's a lot of things happening. And if there's any doubt about that, we begin tonight intentionally with the anomalies that can't openly be accounted for. Since when does the military not follow at POTUS? And why are they following at 45? You know, so it's a different we're seeing basically two governments before us. We have one of the corporation and one of the people. And the one of the people has the momentum. It's moving, and it's moving more like an anaconda would be the best way to say it. And the one in power is moving more like a viper. So it's striking constantly, and then anaconda is doing what it does. Because when an anaconda bites, the bite itself is painful, but it doesn't kill. And as a matter of fact, it crushes bones typically. I had a friend who had, I'll tell you a story about that in a second, and to kind of make the point. And as it, what it does then is it constricts. And I, in my observation, I think this is really what we're witnessing, is we're seeing this slow constriction by the white hats and patriots that are, it's squeezing. And this mission, this whole project, so I'm very clear, and I've spent a lot of time the last couple of weeks paying attention to the various details that are in play, including things that I'm doing. Okay, so when I say that, like this decision to move over to set up our new server and to get there and positioned, all of those things are, those are independent actions seemingly, all right? And yet I don't, and yet what I'm noticing is as I talk to other people that are doing similar things or discovering they're doing similar things, you start to see a perfection of a plan. And that perfection of the plan is not something, it's not like somebody called me and said, hey, on this date, I want you to do this. And yet we're all doing it. And we're all doing these things to preserve free speech or magnify our talents, continue to make the movement more effective. Well, if we're not, if we aren't under a plan and yet we're all sequencing pretty much the same way, there's only one default, and that's God. So the brilliance of what's happening in D.C. right now in this slow twist in this anaconda piece is that we are responding, and in this process of responding, we're literally responding in a manner in which God's plan is unfolding perfectly. It's pretty powerful to think about. So this constriction, though, is going to cause a bit of a backlash. Now, I'm going to jump back real quick because I started this idea a minute ago that Bongino says, and that was where I was. Bongino says that there's a potential of Patriot accounts being deleted over the weekend. Now, again, that's rumor. He says it's coming. I have no doubt that it's going to happen at some point. And if it is, it's because this constriction of the anaconda, so to speak, is really starting to squeeze hard and something pretty big is coming. So this is where we are at in this time frame. Is they're getting ready to probably clean out a lot of chat, accounts. And in doing so, we potentially could lose this over here on YouTube. I don't want to give any more ideas to these ridiculous AIs. But here's what I'm going to encourage you to do, please. We do have the mailing list on bardsofwarfilm.com, bardsofwarfilm.com. One more time, bardsofwarfilm.com. Hope you got that. And you can head over there and sign up and get your name on the mailing list. Now, we've been doing very, very well. I know some people have been saying they haven't got a confirmation email. No, you're not getting a confirmation email. There should be a confirmation right on that page when you do it. But don't worry, it's getting collected. We're getting it. So you don't have to sign up 15 times. It's there. And we're starting our first, I guess we talked today, the first newsletter is going out on Monday. I'd said this week, but we kind of pushed it through the weekend. So we're Monday. Patriots, I'm really encouraging you to get in touch with us. That newsletter, that site's going to be there. It's on its own server. And what we're building right now is really magnificent. I mean it. I mean, it's old school meets new, quite frankly. We've gone back to resurrect some old, cool, very resilient open source technologies. One is MIRC chat, and the other is another type of community discussion board that we're working on, and we're going to be installing those and phasing those in over the coming weeks. And like I said, when we finally have the full rollout of this, we're going to have our own audio live streaming with chat, and it's going to be on its own server system. So we're moving quick and moving fast, and people, I just got this, get her done. Yeah, we're getting her done, trust me. The guys that are doing this are moving at lightning speed. It's amazing. Because remember, we only started this about 2 weeks ago, and the things that they've been able to do is quite amazing. I'm really impressed. So keep prayers up, Patriots, and we're going to get over there. But get your name on that list. So now coming back to where I was. at some point, they're probably going to have to nuke accounts. But here's, they're going to think they do anyway. And they think that's going to solve things because they're trying to restrict conversation between people. But more importantly is that there's another, so that's one rumor coming from Dan Bongino. Another rumor today popped up on two or three other channels. Again, no verifying any of these, no way to verify them, but just giving you a heads up that they're saying that they've been hearing that the military is going to assume control, which would probably be FEMA / the military, assume control of the mainstream media communication starting tomorrow.
Now
again, rumors. But I'm just bringing them to your attention, just like the rumor of Kamala, sleeping around Kamala. Because what we're really talking about here is keeping ahead of those things so we're prepared and not shocked if they happen. So that's really the whole point of that. But no, either way, if you take a look at what's going on, the anaconda is squeezing. And it's the subtle indicators, we've gone over these in the news this last week. We had three FBI agents down in Florida, a total of five. A couple wounded, a couple killed, doing a raid on a child sex trafficker again. We had three National Guard soldiers die in Idaho in an aircraft crash. That makes a total of 39, I believe, dead soldiers. Since the beginning of this year, there were only 30 instances last year, which is pretty crazy. So something big's heating up. Today we had a U.S. Marshal serving a warrant on yet another child predator. And the U.S. Marshal got shot while trying to serve the warrant. So we need to keep our prayers up for our marshals, for our good FBI, because there are some good FBI out there, and for our soldiers that are really fighting. And this is the hot part of the war that's very real. And when you start to see those indicators, and then you're starting to look around at the other things, like the desperation we're seeing for them to acquire cash, Biden re-signs the ACH order, which is nothing more than trying to get cash out of people. IRS agents being recalled, two IRS agents writing a newspaper article, or a news article, I think it was in the New York Slime, about how to seize assets. You've got some other troll idiot in the New York Slime saying that we need to run a counterinsurgency on the people. We've got 17 back in the news. You got all this fear-mongering going on. All of this is indications that they're in a pretty desperate place. And the more that they throw out the ideas like this, they're trying to gin up fear and trying to keep people off base. And so it's really one of those moments where we have to start making some hard choices. And those hard choices are really going to be centered around where we're going to stand. And that where we're going to stand is either going to be in that walk with God and what God's asking of us right now, or we're going to jump over there and spin around in the fear world and you're going to lose your opportunity. And I really don't say that lightly. I think that the decisions we make and the places we align with right now have severe consequences. And it's not like you're going to suddenly be given a ticket like you're going to go to Hades or something, but I think you're going to, there's an amazing world opening up before us that it is our obligation to align truly with God and trust in Him and where this is taking us versus us wallowing around in the very thing He's told us to not have, and that's fear. And they're trying, the effort that they're trying to install on all of us is, quite frankly, off the charts. They are trying so hard. Every time you turn around, it's even like today, Kate Brown in Oregon announcing that, oh, we're going to use OSHA now. We're going to mandate, you know, a face diaper, and we're going to make sure that if you don't wear a face diaper, we can have any businesses serve them if they don't wear a face diaper. It's just this nonsense. And all that's doing is probably put the squeeze again on businesses. And why are they doing that? Because they're getting squeezed, so what they're going to do is squeeze back on the one thing that the patriots are trying to protect, and that's us. So we can sit on the sideline and wait for the knight in shining armor, which might be a pretty long time, and it might be a pretty miserable ride. Or you can lean in. And if you lean in, you're just going to start saying, no way, I'm not playing this game. We have to get with businesses that are defying. We have to give them support. And most importantly, you have to you have to defy. And you have to have the strength to walk in that light of spirit and that line of truth. Because when you do, and you're, hang on a second. When you're walking in that line of truth and that line of spirit, and you're walking down that path, all this other stuff is irrelevant. That path with God is unwavering, and it's so powerful right now. It's like the rest of the world, that their world no longer exists or touches you. And that's something that we just have to make some hard decisions on as people, what we want to do. I think of, the first thing I think is we have to reflect back on what we are and what was given to us. And I think that speaks very well in Ephesians 2, 4 to 10. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus. So that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I truly believe this passage is coming to full truth right now, that we have literally been prepared beforehand for this time, and that the works that were put within us, the good works, are being called upon to do. And in being bold like this and walking in that place, we are walking in the true light of God, and we're trusting in him, and we're transforming the world. And it's the one thing that evil can't control and evil detests. And if you want to take a measure of success of how effective we are, simply look at the impact of things that we do and how much they hate them. So if we're doing good works for one another, we're defying their ridiculousness, we're praising God, we're living in that light, we're helping one another. I don't think I even need to tell you what's going to happen on the left. They're going to lose its mind and call us, like, they're going to say it's like some violent conspiracy, because they truly are afraid of it. And that's tells you how successful and how powerful that walk is, because it is the walk of God. And that is exactly what they don't want surviving this. This is part of their power, is to break the will. And you can't break the will if you're walking with God in Christ. There's no way. Unless you abandon the path. And if you abandon the path, then you might as well just go join them. So really, where we are right now, and this bold walk we're in, is going to require of us, as they start to constrict, to be even more firm with our walk in God, because they're going to constrict on us. As you see this pressure going on with the Patriots, and it's going to continue to, just like that anaconda. And like I said, I had the idea of the anaconda. So here's an example. I had a friend who had a boa. A long time ago in college, I actually had a python. Ooh, it's kind of a weird time. And I had a fear of snakes, so I decided I was going to solve it by getting a python. It was an interesting idea. I gave the python away when it got big. Wasn't something I'd do again. I still not big on snakes, just so we're clear. But he had a boa, and one day he was feeding it a live mouse, and he put the mouse in the cage, and the boa was shedding. And it smelled the mouse, and didn't see his hand, and it struck his hand, okay? Now, the bite itself was fairly minimal. It tore the skin a bit. But when that boa wrapped around his hand and began to constrict, which was instinctive for the snake, it literally broke about 5 to 6 bones in his hand and dislocated one of his fingers. Okay, that was almost instantly. He had to take a pencil and literally try to detach the snake and unwrap it from his hand. That is what we're witnessing right now, in my opinion. And most of these traps that have been set, are well staged in that way that people walk in, they get a subtle little sting, and then pretty soon they realize that they're in the middle of a constriction and that boa is squeezing. But that doesn't mean they're taken out of play. He could still move his hand, for example, with that boa on it, right? So we're still seeing this deep state doing its thing, and it's doing its thing by trying to squeeze us and hurt us and do what it can to damage us. And our role here, patriots, is literally to hold the line. If you give in to this right now, it's a fatal move. And the strength that we have is literally the walk with God, and the strength that we have through faith and the commitment through him. And part of that is, in my opinion, shown in Isaiah 58:6-11. I'm going to read this. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up steadily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer, and you shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of that finger and the speaking of wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desires of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desires in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. We have that choice now of really deciding in what direction we want to go. And at this precipice and break in the trail, so to speak, we have an opportunity to suck back within their control of fear and play around in that world and be influenced by it. And it's a pretty devious trap, because once you get pulled back in there and you're tormented by the psychological games of this fear porn and this constant churning of dislike and friction and hate, and you get pulled away from that, you're going to get pulled off of a very rapidly moving path that we're on right now, and it is unfolding quickly. The more that we move into this, the more quickly and more completely our connection with God becomes, and the more powerful the strength in faith and prayer becomes. And we need, patriots, to stay there and truly have that faith in God. But if the traps are still there. And I think that's the real part of this whole war, that is why I said, you know, ultimately the war of liberty is not without pain. It's going to cause some pain. We're not going to get there without feeling a little bit of this. Sure, it'd be nice. Like, hey, this is pretty cool. Like in my popcorn and bacon and caramel and all that good stuff. But reality is that we're all going to feel it. And it's our place in this world, since we have spent so much time trying to get to the place of truth, be freed from the control of the matrix, to also understand that we're going to be a primary target as this, quote, matrix tries to reach out and grab us and snag us back. So it's not an accident that you're seeing a war being waged at a new intensity on things like 17 or conspiracy theorists or insurgencies, all targeted at us, because we are a threat, but in a completely different way. We're a threat because we bring to this world light, we bring to this world unity, we bring through this world the power of God through us in this very walk. And so in these moments, it's probably best to be reminded of what we are trying to head towards and what the opportunity is ahead of us. I think that is shown pretty clearly in this passage in Amos 9:11-17. And it's a fitting passage for this time. In that day, I will rise up, the the booth of David that is fallen, and repair the breaches, and raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom, and all the nations who are called by my name, declares the Lord who does this. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him who sows the seed. The mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them. They shall plant the vineyards and drink their wine, and they shall make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant them in their land, and they shall never again be uprooted out of the land that I have given them, says the Lord your God. A very powerful reminder of this path that we're on in the time in which we live. This is very much a promised land in which we live and was given to us to tend and to be the overseers of. And it is a place that is rich with all that we have. And so it's a time that we have a choice to make. And those choices are about where we're going to walk. And there's no middle ground. And this is not a new theme here, if you've been listening. It's a continued theme. But the more that we walk into this, the more clear it becomes. And part of that not middle ground means it's going to get more difficult each step. But that's okay. Because you can't get out of this without walking through it a bit. Literally, the only way out is through. And they're doing everything they can in these last fleeting moments in a dying institution, a dying leadership of old, the old guard, quite literally, as it's burning itself to the ground. But it's an old guard that has had years to embed its cancer, to weave in its discontent, to weave in its discord. And if we're going to truly separate ourselves from it, we have to move through these things. And they're everywhere. There's like tiny little landmines, but they are nothing to us if you hold fast in faith and hold fast to your love with God. It's truly that walk where we make, which is the walk in the love of Spirit, the walk in the love of God, and that line of truth. And as you're holding that position, you're moving forward. It's true righteousness. And that means that when we start to move that way, we are able to discern very clearly that which is truly evil and those that are entrapped and victim of it. And there's many. Consider ourselves, rather than saying, sometimes I think we look at ourselves as digital soldiers, why don't we consider ourselves as rescuers? We are the rescue party because we have been set free. And we've been set free by the many days and months and hours and even years that we've spent digging for truth and breaking the control that the matrix had over us. But now we have to look back and realize how many are there. The one really telling piece in the movie The Matrix was the commitment by all of them that had been freed to go back and continue to fight, no matter the cost, to free even just one. Our fight has to be to that level. And it's a fight of passion and love. And it's a fight that's driven by our absolute love for God, because this isn't just another person. This is part of us. This is part of who God is. And when we fully embrace that and we realize just what that mission is that was put before us, it's the highest order of mission. It's the most noble of all missions, to be the one who breaks the chains of another and frees them into the world to walk truly in this love of this world that we're manifesting before us. So that's my challenge. Choose wisely. But the path is so glorious on one path, and the path is so dark in another. And they are there. And we're not going to have a chance to sit in between. It just won't happen. This time has come where being able to sit in the middle is rapidly shredding itself apart. A lot of what we're seeing with the elites is they're all trying to waffle for a position to save their own bacon. But that time is coming to an end as well. And there's so many pieces moving that the one thing that they can lash out at, the one thing that they can try to squeeze to cause pain, and literally the intent is to cause pain in God. is to try to squeeze us. But if you know it's coming and you know it's there, you just kind of scoff it off and it's like, yeah, whatever, buddy. I'm standing here with God. I've got my armor on. You can try to squeeze me, but it's not going to happen because God's got this. And when I stand boldly with God and I stand boldly with my fellow patriots, you can't take away what I am, what I believe, and what I'm truly connected through. And that's God Almighty and our greatest warrior of all, Jesus Christ. So patriots, stand boldly. Do not waver. Disregard so much of this noise. It's just pervasive as all right now, with its sole intent to try to undermine your connections to God. The closer we get with Him, the more clear and unified our frequencies become, truly. And in that place, we are transforming a world at a rate that they can't control. And that's God working in this world to bring it back to the glory of what was intended. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we come together. What an amazing, amazing time in which we live. That every single day, patriots from all over the world assemble to pray together, to share together, and to stand boldly with you as we continue to march as one, a unified people, your children, awakened from the darkness. Guide us, Lord, in this place, in this walk forward. Give us the strength, the courage to reach across and to help others awaken. Let us be the rescuers. Let us walk boldly in that place. Let us honor you in everything we do. Let us truly honor the sacrifices made by Jesus Christ for our freedom and for our life. Let us be the wild ones that come out of nowhere, that never relent, that always push in, and always, always carry you and your light. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So, patriots, we're winning this thing. Winning's never easy when you're dealing with an infestation like we have right now. It's not just an infiltration, it's literally an infestation, and it's got to be rooted out. And we're going to have huge potential in our communities if we focus on them and we truly bring that light into our world, into our life, into our homes. We rekindle the Spirit of God and the strength and faith, that line of the love of Spirit and that line of truth. Just amazing times that we live. Never, ever give in to this fight. I'll see you this evening, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. Or until the next time, head up, eyes forward, press into this fight. Pray and pray like never before. We need a lot of prayers for this nation. And above all, trust in God, for He will deliver. And in the end, you can laugh at evil because you know one thing, like we all know, God always wins. Until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push, we climb, we never give in, we become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray, we stand, we live by the words, in God we trust, we fear nothing, we are the light. It can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.